Hello again. This is Luma Digest, Afternoon Edition. I'm Noura, Wednesday the 20th of May, and three threads are running through today's tech world that I cannot stop thinking about. Robotics crossing a real threshold, multimodal AI getting faster, and development itself becoming an agentic workflow. Let's explore what has actually landed. First up, AI and machine learning. Google held I/O this week, and the thing that stood out was not any single announcement. It was the reframing. Agents are not assistants anymore. They are execution engines. Gemini 3.5 Flash is the new agentic coding model. Gemini Omni handles multimodal video generation with physical consistency. And then there is Anti-Gravity, Google's agent orchestration platform. The demo showed 93 agents working in parallel, not assisting, not suggesting, handling the work. The architectural shift is sub-agents, hosted sandboxes, and feedback loops that let agents debug their own output. What used to be AI helps you code is now AI writes, tests, and deploys while you orchestrate. That is a different product category entirely. For anyone building right now, the question is not whether to adopt agentic workflows, it is how fast you can rewire your development process before someone else does. The baseline just moved. Right. Let's talk about Gemini Omni specifically, because this one deserves its own moment. Google released a multimodal model trained to generate and edit video while maintaining physical consistency. The technical signal is not that they made a video model, plenty of those exist. The signal is that this one understands scene coherence, character persistence, and how objects actually move. Early tests show it handles multi-turn editing. You ask for a change, the model regenerates frames, and the scene state stays intact. No drift, no character morphing into someone else halfway through. It holds the physics, and the speed matters. Full edits in seconds, not minutes. That changes what is buildable. Apps that would have required manual video composition or expensive rendering pipelines can now delegate to an API. The cost and complexity just dropped off a cliff. Think about that for product teams. If video generation was previously a feature you could not afford to build, it might be on the table now. Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Robotics and automation. A detailed walkthrough appeared this week on building reinforcement learning grasping systems using the Neuro Robotic Arm and NVIDIA Isaac Lab. The work establishes a full pipeline, simulation environment in Isaac, policy training via reinforcement learning, preparation for sim to real transfer. What matters here is not the code, it is the normalization. 2 years ago, this workflow was a research project. Now it is a documented, reproducible process that an engineer can follow. The feedback loop between simulated perception and real gripper control is becoming standardized infrastructure, not bespoke work. That is the threshold. When something moves from, we figured this out in our lab, to here is the tutorial, that is when adoption accelerates. We are watching robotic manipulation cross that line. And here is the thing, NVIDIA just delivered their first Vera CPUs, purpose-built processors designed for agentic AI workloads and real-time robotics control. The timing is not a coincidence. The hardware is arriving to match the workflow. If you are building anything that involves a robot picking something up, the gap between simulation and reality just got smaller, and the compute to close that gap just got cheaper. Now, for some voices, the thinkers and the perspectives worth your full attention. Michael I. Jordan, the Berkeley professor, not the basketball player, gave an interview this week that cuts through a lot of the noise. His argument, AI requires inference over causal systems, not pattern prediction. And the AGI framing, marketing, not science. He is pushing back on the idea that scaling alone gets us to general intelligence. His point is that modern AI excels at prediction but fails at reasoning about cause and effect. If you ask a model to infer what would happen if you changed one variable in a system, it struggles. Because it was not trained to model causality, it was trained to match patterns. This matters because it reframes what the current generation of models can and cannot do. They are brilliant at what comes next and terrible at what happens if. That distinction changes how you build with them. You do not ask them to reason about consequences. You ask them to generate, summarize, or match. Know the tool. And speaking of reasoning, Google DeepMind released CoScientist this week. A multi-agent system that iteratively generates and debates novel research hypotheses using Gemini. The goal is not to replace researchers. It is to expand the hypothesis space, generate ideas a human might not consider, then let the human evaluate them. The interesting bit is the debate mechanism. Multiple agents propose hypotheses, critique each other, refine the ideas, and surface the strongest candidates. It is adversarial generation. And early results show it is finding genuinely novel angles on existing research questions. For research teams, this is a use tool. You are still doing the science, but you are starting from a wider set of possibilities. Last category, builders and platforms, the infrastructure side. Google Cloud launched QIZ, a platform for automating post-quantum cryptography discovery and compliance management. The problem it solves? Most organizations have no idea where their encryption lives or what would break if quantum computers became viable. QIZ scans your infrastructure, identifies cryptographic dependencies, and maps a transition path to quantum-resistant algorithms. It is compliance automation for a threat that is not here yet, but is close enough that the smart money is preparing now. The takeaway? If you are building anything that handles sensitive data, you need a quantum safety plan. Not in 5 years, now. Because retrofitting encryption is messy, expensive, and slow. The organizations that start today will have an advantage when the threat materializes. And one more from IO worth flagging. The developer keynote reframed development as orchestration-driven, anti-gravity platform, Android agent integration, Chrome dev tools for agentic workflows. The pitch is, you are not writing code anymore. You are conducting a system of agents that writes code. That is a big philosophical shift, and it is landing faster than I expected. The tools are here. The question is whether development culture adapts quickly enough to use them. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. Robotics workflows are standardizing. Video generation is getting fast enough for real products. And development itself is becoming an orchestration problem, not a typing problem. Three separate threads, but they are weaving together into something larger. The gap between we can do this in a lab and you can do this in production is collapsing across multiple domains at once. That is the through line today. The barrier just dropped. Again, something to think about on the commute home. And that is your Luma Digest for this afternoon. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.